Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I like when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Learn from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Well, hello, and good Sunday morning. Heading up into the early afternoon. It's Shelly Nunchucks, and it's Ninja Sunday. Woohoo! Here we are, beginning of another week. I hope all your weekend's going well, and what you people don't see is the cats are torturing the crap out of me. And one's trying to snuggle up on my lap, the big one, Jackie Chan Kitty, fighting for a snuggle. The other one, little Rocky Balboa, was zipping around the house, but he finally jumped on the windowsill, so maybe he'll, like, chill out. And it's just crazy in here, crazy, a lot of putty cats running around. So here I am. Once again, I do apologize. I do have a lineup for, you know, people to be guests on the show. It's just that I have a little bit of technical difficulties with some equipment and stuff. So, you know, working on hard on getting the guests for the show. I don't want to be in the middle of the show and things drop. So I'm putting off getting guests on the show. And I'm going to play a little music. Next up, I want to play Steel by Laz and Cat of Triceptive Studios. And here we go.
Yeah. Last rip, Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy, for the little 9 y'all, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studio, check it, yeah, yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset, that was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high, tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, Meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh. You just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was death a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do that spell, don't waste no time.
I'm on the front line. I'ma hold it down, cause I'm the dude that wouldn't ever let you down. And if I ever did, I would apologize, cause you know I'm not them other guys.
Back on Ninja Sunday on the Shelly Nunchuck Show. What? Give it up. Anyway, I'm so pumped with, trying to get things along and hopefully, one thing that I'm working on and working with a photography company in rural with the photographer Jim, having a great opportunity to do this comic book character, which will be the first, and it is copyrighted. It's called NRG woman. I'm having a ball, actually, you know, doing the photo stuff. I've done one photo shoot, and it's something that I'm wicked excited about. I mean, I guess you could kind of think it's more like around the 70s, 80s, kind of cheesy kind of feel to the character with big, huge hair, because my hair is really, really huge and really, really curly. Yes, that's my hair. It's really bushy. Bush hair. And actually, just being very thankful for this opportunity where I'm just like wicked pumped, wicked excited to do this and to be able to do more photo shoots as time goes by and be able to promote this, maybe at like Comic-Con conventions and stuff. And the company I'm working with is a marketing company, so I'm kind of happy about that, very, very pleased and stuff. And I like how they actually listen to my ideas. Jim and everyone that's in part of the company actually listens to my ideas, so I'm very thankful. So, Jim, I'm giving you a shout-out there. And, you know, giving another shout-out to Obie's Fitness Center, where actually they're sponsoring me to, like, kind of help get my six-pack abs. So, and over in Maine here, Obie's Fitness Center, thanks so much. Going to get a good workout there at the center today. I'm, like, pumped to be there and stuff. I mean, you know, good place to get in shape, and no one should ever have to be afraid of the gym. You know, when another announcement I wanted to make, if anybody's interested in sponsoring, where I'm going to be doing, I'm looking into doing a show in California where I can actually have it set up here in Maine, broadcast in Maine, and once I make the transition out to California, I can broadcast it in the studio. If anybody's looking to sponsor, you know, get in touch with me on my Facebook page. Anybody that does want to call in today, I'm going to be playing music, reading a couple of my articles from Hub Pages at 347-989-1473. Again, the telephone number to call on if you want to do a little chit-chat, 347-989-1473. And I'm so wicked pumped, wicked pumped. You know, be able to work out, live the life I've always wanted to live. It's hard work to be able to work on your dreams with a couple of things that I've been working deeply more and more into. And one of the articles I wanted to read off my what you guys don't see while I'm trying to bring this all up, I've got Squishy kittens. One big one, the older one, Jackie Chan kitten. She's actually sitting on my lap. She's taking up my whole lap here, and I'm trying to run this stuff all here. You guys don't see, and she's purring up a storm because she's fighting for affection, because I got a kitten a couple months back. He's such a squishy, driving me crazy, and he's actually sitting on the windowsill. So good. He's sitting on the windowsill, looking out the window. Good. They kind of calm down a little bit, because what you guys don't see, since it's radio, they run like they have gnaws up their butts. So Jackie Jenkins just like looking at me right now like, oh, pet me. She wants to be loved. Love, love, love. Yes, my little pussy cato. Okay, I love you. Okay, I'm trying to run a show here. Do you mind, pussy cato? I love you, love you, love you. Yes, I'm the crazy cat lady, and you know what? I'm embracing it. Kiss the kitty. Actually, cat likes that. I'm not kidding. She's purring up the storm. And because, you know, they're like little, they're kind of like children. But I got to admit, two is enough. Two is definitely a handful for me. They're driving me crazy. But I'm going to say, you know, love them. Love, 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 love. So, all right, I'm bringing up the article here. Like it says, you know, I do apologize. I do have guests, and I do want to get on my show because I've been having technical difficulties with my show and my phone and everything. I don't want to get someone on my show and then, you know, something happens. So in the future, I will be having guests on my show. I'm actually, as I'm talking to everyone, I'm actually pulling up my email right now to see if there's something that I can actually, people sometimes ask me some questions on the show. Okay, we're all set with that. But one of the articles, I write this thing called on Hub Pages and do these articles, and, you know, I adhere to, you know, what the rules and stuff are on the on their site. And if you follow by the rules, if they really like your articles, they will have it featured. So I've been on there for 4 years, and recently within the last year, I've been kind of learning how to write a little bit better. So they've been featuring my articles, and I feel kind of, you know, kind of feels nice. Because it's something where maybe I'll learn how to write better for scripts and such in the future. But this is one that I'm actually writing. It says, avoid negative energy, vampires, and look for positive angels. I'm going to sneeze in one moment, ladies and gentlemen. So give me one moment. I feel like I'm going to sneeze. I don't know. You ever get that in the middle of something and you got to sneeze? Okay, Squitch Monkey. Talking to the cat, Squitch Monkey. So I'm actually reading this on here. Reading live on the air. Okay, I'm typing sorry, sir, and it's not sir, it's air. La 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 la. I'm doing this. I also have another thing, a Pinterest that I'm pinning this to. What the? Am I not doing it right? Let me see. Something. Let me see if I can pin this right. I'm not so sure why it's not coming up. So, well, I'm figuring out. I'm having a little bit of difficulties here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music. I'll be right back. I'm trying to figure out what I do. Cool. So Hot Beat by Cardiac, and I'll be right back.
Is it love or lust? You don't like me. I don't really care. It's chemistry, man. Yeah. I seen you when you stepped in. Couldn't understand that sex is your weapon. Party the aggression. I need to have a session. Privately impossible. Haters ain't an obstacle. Clothing is optional. Nah, I ain't stopping you. Do what you gotta do. Say what you gotta say. Sound piece analogy. Heartbeat of 808. Normally I'm comic. Say I'ma beat away. Nah, it ain't the pearly gate. Got me thinking naughty. You the type of chick that just brought the party. One line, two line, four lines of coke. Got my heartbeat about to jump through my throat. Nah, I ain't into drugs. Just kids of love. You the type of girl that a thug been dreaming love on it. I grabbed it close, come out the chest, and I heard it go thump, thump. I heard your heartbeat going real fast, like a whip down a side seat. Cops in pursuit, and I'm sticking on a high seat.
Going crazy, the way you move me, baby. I'll give you some love, and that's all you need in a world that takes it all. I'm cheaper than cheap, but I give a lot of love, and that's all you need in a world that takes it all. I'm so cheap, I don't pay for anything. For most people, money is everything.
Something you because it don't love me. This world lies by me, even though I don't sleep with the girl of my dreams. The Beatles say love is all you need, but I'm not in love and I'm happy. Love is something you will never see. I don't like love because it don't love me. I don't like love because it don't love me.
like a rock star. We can really be the ones who make it. Even though you think I'm faking, I don't wanna be mistaken. Cause the truth of my heart is saying I can prove you wrong. I can be the one. See, two hearts can be like they're only one. Just need to trust on a real man. I'ma give it all for you, understand. I will never cheat, I will never lie. This for you, my girl, for you I always try.
And I'm back, and it's Ninja Sunday, and the cats are trying to take over my lap. What are you doing? Jackie Chan, Kitty, she's like, I need to. They're like, they have compulsive disorders. I swear they have OCD cats and ferrets, because they will constantly just keep going at it with what they want to do. She wants to come up my lap. I'm trying to do stuff. I was I got a phone call from a photographer while I was on playing the music, and I'm like trying to write to him back. She's trying to get on my lap, and I'm trying to move around. And if you guys only saw, she's like slowly moving back on my lap right now. Okay, come on, Jackie Chan, Kitty, sit. Sit, Kitty, sit. She's needing my lap now. Granted, animals, you know, they just want love. They just want love, 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 love. That's all they want. I'm like, okay, get your butt out of my face, you dirty cold cat. Get out. Put your butt down. And he's trying to get comfortable. I'm like, I don't want to see your sphincter. Okay, I'm looking. Okay, what could you? Can I do my radio show now? Okay, I can do my radio show now, right? Okay, thank you very much for allowing me to do my radio show. Anyone wants to call in, I don't talk about whatever, cats, poop, superheroes, I don't know. Just call in 347-989-1473. The call in number is 347-989-1473. Once again, I will be getting guests for my show. I do apologize. I've been having technical difficulties with my phone and everything. So I don't want to work this hard and then have something happen when, you know, I have someone on the air and I drop a call and stuff. Don't want to do that quite yet, but and I'm also trying to get sponsors for a show where I will be doing it in California, Los Angeles, California. So anybody that's interested, also get back at me. I'm pulling up an article here. Like I said, I write articles on a site called HubPages. And learning how they want me to write, my article's been getting featured on there. So I want to read, this one is called Avoid Negative Energy Vampires and Look for Positive Angels. Your inner core depends upon it. If you seem to feel stuck around certain people all the time, it could be a warning sign. Most likely, they might be a negative energy vampires. I've learned about this in my own personal life experiences. I've learned to get away from the bad negative energy vampires that feed off of good energy, and usually those people are very envious of those that do have clean, good energy that radiates from themselves within. If you feel much more relaxed when you're away from certain people, that means something. People don't know how to get away from those negative sucking vampires, but if they do realize, the best thing too is to get far away as possible. Sometimes a person can hide what they truly are, but still can cough off sick energy that, when around other people, make those people sick around them. The best defense is to focus on your inner core and start recognizing the signs. Does it seem like no matter what you do, that people will not any good in anything you do? Do people only seem to like anything you do, but you feel like those smiles are really just fake smiles and people are just pretending? Do people try and be just too nice around only to be another way behind your back? Those are just the tiny, once again, it's tiny things that could be touched on. But once you start picking up more and more on things for your own sake, run away from people like that. And if you have articles or anything that's connected with the person or persons that are energy-sucking vampires, burn those things or throw them away. Never keep an article, clothing, a piece of jewelry that was once in your life. Get rid of those things. You may think that there were good times in your life with negative-sucking energy vampires and want to keep something that reminds you of good times, but what does that do when you simply don't want any reminders of a person or people that you don't want to be associated in your life? Your best bet is to cleanse yourself and don't let your spirit be burdened by the things from the past. Absorb good, golden, positive, glowing light. Keep asking the universe to attract good, positive, influential people who will help you grow, become more positive, help you move on with your life. If people drag you down for any reason, don't accept things about you. It isn't you because you're being yourself. More likely, it is the person or people you were once associated with because of insecurities they have within themselves. This is no skin off your nose. Once you start to cleanse yourself, your health will improve. I'm living proof because that's exactly what happened to me. So I continue to look for more and more influential people who will help me grow more. I don't like to feel stifled in any way, shape, or form. There is a huge world out there, and some people will never see that and will be stuck in that one place. It is their own misery. They will never ever be happy within themselves, so they will never be happy about anybody else's life. So they have the need to put others down, and they think they feel good. But it's an ongoing battle that they are dealing with so much stuck and negative energy that they become socially constipated with hate, and it consumes them because that's all they will ever know about. I'm glad I don't have to live my life like in... can keep growing more. I'm thankful to get up every day and keep learning and growing. I'm thankful I get to sit and have talks with people who are successful and help others by reaching out their hands and help others to bring them up on another level in their lives. I have a lot of gratitude in my life today because I've seen the light. As corny as this may sound, I seriously have seen the light and will keep following that light. And what you know, as long as I follow the light, it stays in front of me. I can't explain in words the light, but it's like a feeling and desire to want to feel live more and more as I get older. Maybe they are right. They say wisdom comes with age, and I don't know. Maybe slowly I'm gaining a little bit of wisdom more and more as time goes on. I don't want to stop my growth and learning how to grow and keep going. Maybe in a way someday I will give back and extend my hands and help others to see that positive, radiant light they can follow and help them to stay on track. Well, I do not know that I have been enlightened. Well, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that and go back and read it again. Well, I do know that I have been enlightened more and more, and this is something that I want to keep letting and grow inside of my heart and soul. Who knows where my life will end up in the future? I do know that I am indeed happy and more fulfilled in my life today than I have been in many years. I guess, like I said, as we get older, there's more wisdom we do attain, and whether it is from getting it from experience or sitting with other people who have the life experience more than us, or whether it is because we just learn, whatever it may be, it has to be that special glowing feeling that feels good inside that will keep us growing. Thankful, get up each and every day. Like they say, each day is a new present, and tend to open one just like a little kid does on Christmas Day. So that's one of my articles right there. And I'm actually, let's see, bring this up. Let's see, I don't know what else to read on there. Once again, I do apologize that we'll be getting people on my show. I'm actually doing something. I'm trying to talk to everyone and opening up my articles and such. Let's see, what else do I want to read? I don't know. I think I might have read some a couple times on the show, but once again, you know, I'm working on getting guests on my show, and I do apologize. I'm having technical difficulties with my equipment, like with my phone and such, and as soon as I improve on that, I want to have more people on my show. It's just that I don't want to work this hard and getting people and having my show and having something happen. So I'm just putting on hold a little while to get guests on the show. Let's see. What do I want to read? Next one I want to read. Okay, I'm going to read. Okay, I'm going to read live on the air. Okay, reading live on the cat's purring like a mad kitty. Okay, I'm just doing, I run everything myself, so I'm just posting this on my Facebook page and Google and let's see. And Pinterest, let me see. Okay. All right, I'm pulling it up now. Got to get to the beginning of the... I'm just trying to pull this up. Your little cat, oh my God, she's like ready to like pounce. What are you doing, little Rocky? What? You guys don't see? He's talking. He's stalking. What are you doing? What are you doing, Rocky? Hey, buddy. What are you doing? What are you meowing at? What? Are you ready for a nap? Yeah, I know. You go 50 million miles an hour. Come on, kitty. Come on. Oh, you're a good boy. What are you doing? All right, you want to come up too? Come on. Kind of get him to jump up on the chair here, you little rat. You little rat. Okay, I'm bringing up, let's see, this go on my Facebook page. Okay. This one, universal math is simple, adding and subtracting for your life. Free your mind. I'm trying to free your mind, but I can only show you the door. You're the one that has to walk through it. Think for yourself and you will be set free. Deprogram your minds. Those that say and try to stop your dreams are not in addition, so reprogram your minds and subtract them from your life. Do the universal math. If people take away from you your smile, your dignity, your heart, your mind, your soul, subtract them. Keep only those people who embrace whatever you're about and whatever you do. It is okay if people don't understand you, but if people reject things about you that helps you to flourish and grow, it's time to clean house. In life, we were put on this planet to explore and to grow and expand our minds. When we want a knowledge about something, we should not allow others to stifle our growth. Sometimes we have to do a little time to think what is good for ourselves. It might take a little time, or a few years, but your growth and your well-being depends upon the decisions you make. Remember, we have something called free will. Everybody is allowed to make decisions to either help them along the way or to help bring them down. Sometimes we need to sit back and really think about decisions instead of doing them right away. Of course, in life, unexpected things can happen, so we sometimes have to go with the flow of life. Most of our lives, we let others push their beliefs and let them program us. If you want to be an independent thinker in your own ways and want to do things based upon knowing what really works for you and others what you do down, then it's time to really seriously clean house. We shouldn't have to have things pushed upon us just because someone says something. In society, many people are programmed to do things in a way that they will want other people to do the same thing they want to do, and if things are done differently, then it is the wrong way. In decision making and what works for you, the best thing to do is not to follow advice of those that try to change something that isn't broken. I have experiences in my life when I know things were working for me, and I think people weren't happy with what was working for me, so other people had to dictate me on how things work on life. So if their way is supposed to work, why are they stuck in their miserable lives and never get ahead of life? It's simple. People that are stuck with their own decisions and regret what is happening in their lives just don't want other people to succeed and want to talk other people out of what is working for them so they can be stuck and be miserable like those people too. When people are miserable, they want to take away people's way of doing things their own way, who want to become successful and don't bow down to society's way of living and make it in this world. When people do that, those miserable people will keep trying to program others so that they will never accomplish things themselves. And it will be a vicious cycle that people will never get out of. Remember to keep our minds open so we become successful in our own ways. If something is working for you, it is your way, then the way is the right way. Don't let others influence you to fall off your path in the way you do things. People will always try to stop you from becoming the best you can be because other people don't want to be at their best and will never work at it. So those are not the people you want in your lives. When we start to deprogram minds and reprogram minds, our health will also improve. Sometimes being around people that are miserable sometimes can make you so physically sick and you feel like you can never be healed. I'm living proof. I'm feeling so much better than I did years ago. In fact, I've never felt so healthier like this because I have flushed down the toilet vicious, miserable people who are nothing but poison. I learned that my personal growth is so very important. In fact, I do not allow anyone into my close, tight-knit circle, gentle unless they're thinkers themselves, and they're not letting society stifle their individual growth. It is time to start making changes even more so today. When we make changes right now, personal growth will start to flourish. Of course, it did take me a few years to get this and truly find people that were so influential to help me succeed and help to extend their hand to me and pick me up. I've never looked back. I got to sneeze. Excuse me, had to sneeze. Oh, I hate that. Right in the middle of doing something and you got to sneeze, okay? I feel today I can breathe so much easier and keep embracing this. When we stop growing, we become mentally and physically sick, and that just is not good. If you don't have health, nothing else is going to matter at all. You can have all that you want in the world, but if your health is becoming bombarded by negative people around you in your inner circle, and they bring negative energy in your inner circle, it is time to cleanse them out. Sometimes all you need to do is flush bad negative vibes down the toilet, because all those negative vibes and negative energies belong in one place, and that is in the toilet. All you do is to pull that one handle, flush it down the toilet, and flush it all away. It is that simple. One little flush, cleansing the bad energy so that your inner self can start healing and feeling better, so you can start attracting positive white energy to help you pursue your beautiful life in the way it was meant to be lived. Oh, my little allergies that I get. Let's see. I want to push some buttons here. Having a little bit problems here, but like it says, I will be getting people in the future on here, and I want to see what song do you want to play next. How about Shine On Me? I don't think I played that yet, so I'm going to play Shine On Me by Rick Dinham and Ancient Sage, and they're all the way from New Zealand. Here we go.
Shine on me. Straight out of the 1920s, a goddess of the silver era. I fell in love with you. Before we were introduced, come on, baby, let's go and blow them all away. Shine on me.
before we were introduced. You gotta walk this way and tell me the same.
Alrighty, that was Shine On Me by Rick Dinham and his band Ancient Sage, all the way from New Zealand. And I'm looking to play next inspiration by a film brother, Jay Giannone, who's worked with many people among George Clooney, Matt Damon, Casey Affleck, Ben Affleck. He's worked on set with Jason Statham, and actually the hit HBO show, Entourage, is about his life and Mark Wahlberg's life, and that's what the show is actually based on in HBO. So he actually does many things. He's done modeling, acting, and what I'm going to do is actually play his song now. One of his songs is Inspiration. This is Jay Giannone, Boston boy, beloved Boston boy, Jay Giannone with his song Inspiration.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Pac and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, and they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on and I'm broke as a joke. Facing a storm, I work harder in my room depressed with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live and the only other reason is for my kids.
Shelly on Shocks, and I will be getting people on my show, and I'm going to end the show here. Once again, I'm working on getting things better, technology and stuff for my show, so I'm going to end the show with Sungbong Choi. He's a friend of mine that actually entered into Korea's Got Talent, and he auditioned, and he sang Nella Fantasia. I'm going to play this song, and everyone, I hope you all have a good Sunday afternoon. Enjoy Ninja Sunday and look forward to many more shows and hopefully get excited out in California. Okay, here we go, and everyone have a good day.
fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno d'anime che sono sempre
fantasia, io penso.